Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are wondering about something really important. They're asking, why doesn't my child seem interested in helping others? Why do they say that community problems aren't their concern? And I want you to know, if this sounds familiar, you are not alone in this. In fact, this is such a beautiful question because it shows how much you care about raising a kind, compassionate human being. So let's talk about this together, shall we? Because the magic book has shown me some wonderful things about how children ages 6 and 7 are learning about empathy and social responsibility, and I think it's going to shift how you see this whole situation. First, I want you to take a deep breath and know this. Your child is not being selfish. They're not uncaring. What's actually happening is that their beautiful brain is in a really special developmental window right now. At ages 6 and 7, children are just beginning to understand that other people have thoughts and feelings that are different from their own. Can you imagine? For their whole life up until now, they've been learning about themselves, their own needs, their own world. And now, their brain is starting to make this incredible leap to understanding that other people have inner worlds too. Research shows us something really fascinating. Children at this age are developing what scientists call perspective-taking abilities. They're learning to step outside their own experience and imagine what someone else might be feeling. But here's the thing, this skill is brand new. It's like they just got a new superpower and they're still figuring out how to use it. So when your child says that community problems aren't their concern, they're not being cold-hearted. They're actually showing you exactly where they are in their development. They're learning to connect their own actions with how those actions affect others, and that connection takes time to build. The magic book taught me something beautiful about this. Dr. Nancy Eisenberg, who has studied empathy development for decades, explains that parental modeling is absolutely crucial during this time. Children learn prosocial values by watching how the adults in their lives respond to others' needs. So every time you hold the door for someone, every time you help a neighbor, every time you talk about why you're donating to a cause you care about, your child's brain is taking notes. They're learning that helping others is something people who love them think is important and meaningful. But here's where it gets even more interesting. Research also shows us that when we present community service as an obligation or a chore, children can actually resist it more. But when we help them experience the natural rewards of helping, when we let them see how good it feels to make someone smile or to solve a problem together, something magical happens. Their brain starts to connect helping with positive feelings, and that's when the real transformation begins. So what can you do? Well, the magic book and I have some gentle, research-backed ideas for you. First, start small and make it personal. Instead of talking about big, abstract community problems, help your child connect with one specific person or cause. Maybe there's an elderly neighbor who would love help watering their garden. Maybe there's a younger child at school who could use a friend. When helping has a face and a name, it becomes real and meaningful to a 6 or 7 year old brain. Second, let them use their unique talents. Does your child love to draw? Maybe they could make cards for people in a nursing home. Are they great at organizing things? Maybe they could help sort donations at a food bank. When children get to use their special gifts to help others, they feel capable and valued, and that's incredibly powerful. Third, do it together. Don't send your child off to help alone. Be right there with them, modeling what caring looks like, talking about how it feels to make a difference. This is bonding time, connection time, and learning time all wrapped up together. And fourth, talk about the why. Not in a lecturing way, but in a wondering way. After you help someone together, you might say, I wonder how Mrs. Johnson felt when we brought her those flowers. What do you think? Or, I noticed that little boy smiled so big when you shared your toy with him. Did you see that? These gentle questions help your child's brain make those important connections between actions and impact. Now, let me tell you about a story that shows this so beautifully. In the book of Inara, we have a story called The Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane. It's about Lucas and Ella, two wonderful children who discover something magical at an eye doctor's office. They learn that this place holds memories of everyone who learned to see clearly, and when they help a scared child feel brave during their eye appointment, something amazing happens. They discover that their caring actions create ripples of positive change that spread out into the world. What I love about this story is that it doesn't tell children they should help others. Instead, it shows them how wonderful it feels to help. Lucas and Ella use their own unique talents and kindness to make a real difference for someone who needed them, and they get to experience firsthand how beautiful that feels. After reading this story together, you and your child can talk about times when someone helped them feel brave or safe, and then explore together what special talents or kindnesses they might share to help others in their community. The magic book reminds us that children this age aren't learning social responsibility through lectures or guilt. They're learning it through experience, through modeling, through feeling the natural joy that comes from making someone else's day a little brighter. And that takes time, patience, and lots of gentle opportunities to practice. So here's what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. Your child is right on track. Their brain is developing exactly as it should. They're in this beautiful learning phase where they're discovering that they have the power to affect other people's feelings and experiences. And with your patient guidance, with your modeling, with gentle stories like the Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane, they're going to grow into the kind, compassionate person you're hoping they'll become. This isn't a problem to fix. It's a skill to nurture. And you're doing that beautifully just by caring enough to ask this question. The magic book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child. Keep modeling kindness. Keep creating opportunities for connection. Keep reading stories that show the beauty of helping others. And trust that your child's caring heart is growing, one small experience at a time. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.